Hey y'all, and well, I should have known something was coming since you said to start it.
Okay, go ahead. Let me try.
Hey y'all, and welcome to Clearly Nuts. I'm Abby.
And I'm Ange. You almost said my name, didn't you?
I was just so used to you starting it. Yeah, so that's Ange.
Hey, it's me.
Yeah. I'm never going to trust you again when you're like, Abby, you could start this time.
I was giving you some background music.
You know, I appreciate it.
Pew, pew, pew.
I'm going to start dancing. Good thing we're not, like, on video. My attempt at the robot's going to be real sad. Yeah.
Yeah, my robot's really bad.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything. But I think we need to video this now to prove it.
Yeah. Well, you know what else we need a video? What? You walking in from the back room.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've been at Ange's now for a couple of months, you know, whatever. And the back door to be able to, like, take the dogs out and everything, you know, she's got a blind that comes down. And for the longest time, I kept hitting my head on the blind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I finally learned to duck in time. Finally. We're coming in from taking the dogs out.
Uh-huh. And what do you do, Abby?
Oh, I tripped over the little
doorway
thing there that's not even that high. And I have not tripped on.
No.
Ever.
No.
Since being here. Mm-mm. In any visits.
Nope. But you tripped right on in.
I tripped. So I learned one thing, and now apparently I learned another.
Yeah.
I don't know which one I'd prefer, actually.
Hitting the head on
I think I'd prefer hitting my head.
Well.
Because I have less chance of dropping with
something.
But see,
I've learned to pull it up a little bit further, too.
Oh.
So you don't need a duck anymore. You don't need to crouch.
I know. You're like, okay, I know Abby is not going to get this on her own. I can see her ducking every time. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Well, thank you for bringing it up higher for me.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
See, because Ange is used to it.
Yeah.
The step and the blind.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Obviously, I'm not used to either, even though I thought it was good.
No. Maybe one day.
Well, that's wishful thinking.
I know.
It's me. I think the clumsiest person.
I know. Maybe was the key word there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Yeah. But hey, guys.
Yeah. Hi.
We are here with the state
of Illinois.
I was double checking because I didn't have to prepare today's episode. So I was like, I hope Ange knows what we're on.
We are on Illinois Part One.
Part One.
One.
When did we get into a cave? These sounds that we have now are just insane.
Yeah.
Quick update, though.
Yes.
Fish are still doing fantastic.
They are.
Even the little tetras who were nervous to come to the top to eat are zooming up now.
Oh, they sure are.
Yeah. It's really cool to see.
Yeah.
And we are still sitting in front of it for way longer than is necessary.
You know.
Because it's us.
Yep. It's how we do.
But no, just a quick update. They're all doing great.
They are. Yep.
Yeah.
All...
What, 10 of them?
5, 9, 10, yes. All 10 of them.
Yep. Yeah, it's addicting. It's almost like, do we have room for more? Should we just leave it how it is?
I know. It really is.
Yeah. Donna's going to town right now.
Yeah. Yeah, Donna's been moving a lot more lately.
Yeah.
And loving her pellets.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's so cute.
Did you get her pellet this morning?
I did.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Good.
I feed the animals, including the fish, in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And Ange feeds them dinner when she gets home. So,
yep.
Yes, and I gave Donna a tablet. Did you give Donna a tablet for dinner?
I haven't fed them yet.
I thought you said you did.
No, I fed the dogs.
I thought I asked you when we were taking the dogs out if you had fed them.
Oh, I thought you meant by them you meant the dogs.
Oh, no, the fish.
No. Yeah, I probably should have. I will after.
Well, I mean,
they're
good.
They'll be fine, yeah.
I mean, I feel like they're all staring at us right now.
I know.
We see you over there.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that microphone really more important than us?
They are hungry. Maybe we should pause so I can go feed them.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
You know, we're such suckers.
I know. Seriously.
We really are.
I mean, I'll give them, you know, their pinches of food, and then they sit there and I, you know, because you have to look under the water to look up, you know, on the top surface to see if there's more food. Because what I've learned is if you look down, you can't really see the food. But if you, you know, kind of go to the bottom of the tank and look up, then you can see how much food really is.
Yeah.
So there'll be, like, no food left, and they'll just be swimming and still coming up to, you know, us. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, fine. One more small pinch, you know?
Yeah, no, we're absolute
suckers. And we're learning, because obviously, you know, with them, with it being nine, you know, how much do you feed, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a whole, it's like learning a trial curve. Error. Yeah. Like how much, I don't know. We could be overfeeding, but they love it. Or they're happy.
Hopefully not underfeeding.
No, I don't think so.
No. Oh, no, they all seem happy. They're all still playing a bunch.
Yeah, because I definitely mean, you know, definitely by that third pinch,
they're slowing down.
Yeah, definitely slowing down. They're not really.
And they're not big pinches. Don't worry. We're not like.
No.
Dumping a whole.
Because, I mean, obviously that's going to lead to having to clean the tank.
Yeah, true.
So definitely don't want to do that.
Yeah, no.
No. Anywho.
Sorry, no, we're still just staring at them while we're.
I know. Anywho, back to our state.
Yes. And what do you have for us
today? Okay, well, Illinois. Quite the state. I visited there multiple times.
Yes.
Chicago.
Yes.
Wonderful. I've been, nope, that was Indiana. Okay. I've been other places in Illinois, but
Chicago's like Arlington, the main one,
Chicago. Arlington's like right by Chicago.
I think so.
Yeah. But yeah, love Chicago. Love the architecture of the buildings.
Oh, it's so
beautiful.
Cold.
Just beautiful.
Cold.
Definitely
cold
and windy.
In winter.
Cold and windy. Windy.
Windy.
Cold and windy.
Windy.
Yes. Yeah. So, but no, it's great. It's a good city.
Oh, I love Chicago.
Yes. So, yeah, so it was neat to try and find out what crazy laws they had.
Ooh, I'm actually really curious.
Yeah.
Since, like, you know, a lot of these states I feel like we, like, haven't been to yet.
Right.
So having one that we go to often now, it's kind of like, okay, like, did we break a law on accident?
Well, let's see.
Because Ange's going to cry.
Let's see if you've broken any of these.
Okay.
So now their codes are really different, you know.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm going to read one. I mean, I have codes for the majority of them, but I'll read one and I will not bore you guys, even though I have it down here, because they're weird. So, okay, so anywho, so the first one is 620 ILSC 70/1. That's how they are. I mean, you know, normally it's like section one.
Yeah.
You know. No, not these. These are longer. So I'm not going to bore you guys with all that. But, so the first one. It is illegal to take parts from a plane crash unless you are an official investigator.
How much of a problem was
this? I mean, it's not like, hey, I'm missing this car part.
Yeah.
Let me go to this plane crash and...
I know, like, what are you trying to get? Like, are you just trying to loot, like, luggage?
Loot, I guess, loot.
That's awful.
I just know you've... Just brought that. I wasn't even thinking about luggage, but no, you're right.
Like, let the people be at rest if they pass.
No, but
like,
it was an issue.
That's terrible.
I mean, listen, I know.
And
that,
I have flown out of Chicago. I don't know how many times now. Now I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's people down on the ground waiting.
Yeah, that is terrifying.
Some catastrophe.
I do not
happen.
Like this.
No, no. So, just so you know, it is illegal.
Okay.
So.
That's good.
Someone won't be running around with your underwear on if anything were to happen.
That is so comforting that is part of the equation of what happened there.
Yeah, so.
like, if that had happened, I would just know.
Yeah.
Right before the no one will be in my underwear.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's awful.
I know. It's so weird.
Why is it a problem?
I don't know. I know that, I think it's O'Hare, right? That's in Chicago. Yeah. It's one of, I didn't put it in my interesting fact, but it is one of the biggest airports in the country.
Yeah, I've stopped there several times.
I don't know. I don't know, Illinois.
I don't know.
Sorry. I don't know what's going on with your people.
Seriously. Like, get this together. I mean, thank you for making the law, I guess, and protecting the people.
But
still. You know, the victims.
Right. But still.
Yeah.
Okay.
My God, people. I'm, like, disappointed right off the bat.
But, I mean, you know. Okay. Yeah. Next one. Okay. Here we go. Now, I'm going to have to read a lot of the statute because I have to.
Okay.
I just have to.
Okay.
Okay. So, here we go. I'm not going to say the numbers and letters. Okay.
Okay.
The notice regarding safe reptile handling practices shall be one of the following. A notice provided at no charge by the Illinois Department of Public Health, or a notice that has the dimensions of at least 8.5 inches by 11 inches. So, you know, the sign has to be that big. That uses fonts that are clearly visible and readily draw attention to the notice. and that contains all of the following statements. Okay,
like, so this is reptile.
Yes. Handling. So here are the statements that reptile sellers, I guess, stores have to put on.
Okay.
Okay, there is 1, 2, 3, 4. There are actually more, but I stopped at 4.
Oh, geez. Okay.
The best one's last.
I'm so excited.
I think there's more. I think I might have just stopped at 4, but so this is what they have to put on. So, number one. As with many other animals, reptiles carry salmonella bacteria, which can make people sick. Safe reptile handling steps should be taken to reduce the chance of infection. Okay.
Okay,
that's not
fair.
A bad. Yeah.
That's fair.
They need to know salmonella.
Options or, like, potentials.
Right. Number two. Not sure why this needs to be on a sign, but okay. always wash your hands thoroughly after you handle your pet reptile, its food, and anything it has touched.
Probably, I guess, referring back to number one.
I guess, but, I mean, you should. Yeah. Definitely. Before you touch anything. I mean, we use the net to get a fish out, and we're washing.
Yeah, we're cleaning everything.
So, I don't know.
Because you don't know.
You don't.
You're not a reptile. You don't have, like... Same immunities or whatever.
Right. No.
Okay.
I mean, maybe I do. I don't know. But I'm not willing to try out.
Go duck yourself in.
No, thank you.
Go swim with the little babies over there.
No, thank you.
Not willing.
I don't want
to
try.
To see you.
I'm sure they can see me from the glass. From the other side of the glass. Number three, keep your pet reptile and its equipment out of the kitchen or any area where food is prepared. Kitchen sinks should not be used to bathe reptiles or wash their dishes, cages, or aquariums. If a bathtub is used for these purposes, it should be cleaned thoroughly and disinfected with bleach.
Okay. Makes sense.
That's a lot to put on a sign, but okay.
Yeah. It is like concerning about owning reptiles, but okay.
They must have to have multiple signs.
Yeah.
Because you can't put all this stuff on one sign.
No.
So there must be some issues, which, again, that's not terrible. Like, listen, don't bathe them in the sink and, you know, use bleach when you're done. Okay, so here's the last one I have. Like I said, I think there's a couple more, but here's one. This is the kicker.
Okay.
Ooh. Number four. That must be put on a sign in a reptile store. Don't nuzzle or kiss your pet reptile.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Why? I mean, no.
I mean,
why do we have to put this on a sign?
Oh. I was like, are you confused about? Yeah.
And I love how they say nuzzle. I'm like, you know, because you're going to want to, right? Any
you
cute
are
little
want
thing.
To.
You're going
to
want to, oh, no. But look, I love frogs, but a frog's not coming close to my lips.
No.
You know? And I always wash my hands after I try to catch a frog or a lizard. But,
Yeah, no.
I mean,
okay, maybe this is just, so, like, I have no problem with reptiles, right? Like, mm-hmm. I will hold them, wash my hands repeatedly after.
Right.
But I personally would not really want to own one.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, smell and cleanliness, I guess. And it would make me really sad having to feed them, like, live things.
Oh, I know.
So,
I know. Yeah.
No judgment to anybody who owns them.
Not at all.
But knowing us, mm-hmm. if we did own one, we would love it like crazy because that's just how we are.
Yeah.
But no, I cannot imagine like being all up in its business like that. Like, just give me a little kiss.
No.
You know, like,
now,
no.
See, now, would I want it to sit on my shoulder? Sure.
But that's different.
I'm not going to nuzzle my cheek up to it or give it a kiss or have it kiss my face.
Yeah.
Because I'm already big about don't touch my face.
Yeah. Unless, I mean, I guess it also depends on what reptile it is, I guess. But...
I mean, I don't know what, like, well...
Maybe certain lizards might be somewhat okay. Like a snake, I would not be nuzzling
up to. Okay, a snake's not even going
to
be allowed in my house, first of all.
That's
fair. Not even allowed 10 feet from me.
Oh, man. Don't go outside, then.
Now... Obviously, people love them, and I think that's great, and I think it's wonderful. I mean, it doesn't gross me out when I see people with them. It just, I don't want to bite me.
That's fair.
I guess they have those little dragon ones.
Yeah, like a bearded dragon or something like that. Like, they look adorable.
They do, but I feel like they have sharp nails, too, so I don't know.
Probably
I'd want it perched on my shoulder.
Well, then it can hold on better.
But I don't want it holding on and clawing into my shoulder.
Well, true.
You can sit on my lap, or next to me.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys own any of these animals. Mm-hmm. Please, like, tell us what it's like. Like, if this is, like, above and beyond what is actually necessary, you know.
Should a sign say, do not nuzzle or kiss your pet reptile?
Cause no, because I'm curious. Thing?
I mean, okay, I can almost see, okay, listen, I can see maybe putting your neck up to it. Maybe that's a nuzzle. I just don't kiss. Like, I wouldn't kiss my fish.
No.
I don't, Beast gives me air kisses, and I'm totally cool with that.
And then there's Luna, who...
Yeah, Luna will give me kisses on my cheek, and I have to go wipe it. Just because there's so much, you know.
I know.
Not oh, I get trying it. To whip, you know, wipe her kiss off or anything, but...
Oh, I get it.
I am. Trying to wipe her kiss off.
It's even worse, though, when she just took a drink of water and then decides she wants to give you a kiss.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I get
it's
it,
cute,
though.
And I know it's their way of showing, so that's why I allow Luna. Beast mm-hmm. never... Beast will only give a couple people kisses, if that. Maybe two mm-hmm. people.
I think kisses. I've gotten a kiss from her before.
Okay. So maybe three. but not me. Never me. And I'll go up and, you know, kiss her little side of her face, you know.
Well, she's just sitting there like, Mom, I know this is not our thing. Why are you trying right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, why?
Like, I thought we had a mutual understanding.
Yeah, just blow air kisses.
And this is why I let you take me. This is why I let you still live in my house, because we had this mutual understanding.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
So, anyone who owns, I mean, let me know. I mean, if you've ever had problems, too, with salmonella or anything.
Yeah, like the cleanliness.
Yeah,
of it.
I wonder how it is.
I'm really curious.
Yeah.
I think a friend of mine owns a couple different kinds of reptiles, so I'll have to, if I remember, to talk to them about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, they'll show me pictures here and there. I'm like, that's cute.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, do you want one? I'm like, no, I have dogs and a cat. I'm not looking for more animals. And then we turn around and get 10 fish. But, you know, it's different.
It is. Because you don't really have to play with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, with a reptile, I feel like you do have to bring it out. Because, you know, I don't want to leave that thing in a cage or no. I guess in a glass aquarium.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't want to leave them. I feel bad. So I definitely would want
to
play with
it.
But yeah, you can't. Not with mulch. Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. My cat. Sorry, my cat mulch.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nope.
Too much
fun.
Like,
that's why we're not going to bring my cat around the fishes. Just because he'd be too... And it's not like he's, like, vicious. He's just too curious.
Oh,
and has, like, no sense of fear.
No, and he would get up on top.
And then it would cave in.
It would cave in.
Yeah.
Because he's a big cat.
He's a very big cat. No, he's just curious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, he seriously has no fear. Like, every dog that we bring over, he puts right in their place.
Yep.
It is his house.
He's a smart cat, too.
Oh, he is. Yeah. He's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I could talk about mulch all the time, too.
Crud. This next one, I meant to look up this word. Abby, talk while I look
up
this
word.
Oh,
hey, guys. So I can keep talking about my cat.
He
was a stray, super cute, little baby that just followed you home.
Yeah.
I was going to originally name him Aria until I found out it was a male cat. And he was very smelly at certain activities of the day. So I went with Mulch. And it stuck, and it works.
Yeah, it does work.
He's so cute. He has an obsession with hair, but specifically wet hair.
Yes.
So like, after I've washed my hair, I cannot blow dry it right away, or else he will come in, and you will have the most offended look from him. I have to sit down and let him nuzzle for about a minute, and then he's good. And then I can go blow dry my hair.
Oh my gosh.
It's funny.
Wow.
Did you find what you needed?
I did.
All right, sorry guys, we'll go back to cat stories later.
Yeah. Totally later. Okay, again, not going to read the code. If any material or component of used bedding appears to be soiled, now this is a word I don't know how to say.
Malodorous?
Sure, and it means smelling very unpleasant.
Okay, I'm not sure if I pronounced it correctly.
Sure, it's close enough. Or infested, that material or component cannot be reused, sold, or distributed for use in any bedding product.
Well, I feel like that's common sense.
That's why I put, why? What? Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Like, no. No. That's disgusting.
Come on. I mean, who's, first of all, it's one thing for someone who's going to buy bedding, mattress, whatever, like that.
But, like, reselling it.
But
like,
why? Who would resell it?
Yeah.
First of all, the thing's going to be in your shop. And what if you don't resell it? That's disgusting. You know, it's just going to be sitting there. But why would you resell it? Have some dignity in your business.
I know.
And not sell something like that.
But, like, again, like, I feel like I asked this question multiple times every episode. Why was it a problem that they needed to make a law?
I know.
Who was
I don't
keeping,
know.
Like, nasty sheets?
I don't know.
In the middle of, like, a Target?
I don't know. See, there's... Look, I'm all for thrift stores. I love thrift stores. I will never buy a mattress.
No.
A used mattress. Never.
No.
Never. I don't care if you're my friend. I mean, I've never had a friend try and sell me because they probably have the same standards I do, you know? Yeah.
We're not judging anybody who is in that situation who needs to do it. No,
now,
but
listen,
it's just
like
our personal...
I've gotten, like, okay, for instance, I've had hand-me-down beds, you know, like siblings, you know, parents, you know, whatnot. But as far as like
a
non-family member, right.
I
don't want your bed. No, thank you. Okay. I mean, bedding's one thing. Obviously, don't let it be stinky, infested, soiled, you know, please. Mm-hmm. But, you know, bedding is one thing.
But it also, again, depends on who you're getting it from.
Yeah.
Because if I know that a friend is offering me sheets and I know that they're a clean person,
right.
I might take them if I was in need.
Sure.
Not sure I would take a bed from a friend.
Mm-mm.
Definitely family.
Yeah.
But either of those things from complete strangers that are used.
Right.
Like, I just,
unless
I personally
a friend used
cannot.
It like once or twice.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
Then
okay.
It's like, okay, cool.
It's practically new.
Yeah, you put a sheet on that, right? Okay, cool. I'll
Hopefully. Yeah. No, I mean, just personally, no.
I just, But you're right. Again, why?
But, yeah, like, if you're going to try to resell it, clean it.
Yeah.
Regardless if you're the business or the person selling it, just leaving it in
your store. I know.
That's gross.
It is gross. And then it's infested, then it's gone through the rest of the stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh my goodness.
Okay, I mean, I appreciate that this law exists, but also I'm ashamed that it has to exist.
I wonder if it was, like, people were going into store, like, either thrift or secondhand or whatever, and saw bedding in bed like that, and then they reported them.
That's possible.
And then it just got to be so many reports that they're like, okay.
Yeah, let's just cross the board.
Just make a law.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like Illinois is, like, bouncing back and forth on what I like and don't like on these laws.
Yeah, yeah, and just...
Okay.
Things that make you go,
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes. So the last law that I have for you guys, and Abby.
Oh, hey, thanks for including me.
You're welcome. No person shall burn any feathers, hides, or any other animal matter within the corporate limits of the city. Thanks.
Okay.
First of all,
how do you burn?
Why do you burn feathers? How? Why?
I don't know.
Hides?
I mean, like,
why would you burn a hide?
My only thinking
if anything, just
is,
toss it.
I know. Well, toss it, or like you can make nice things if you know.
But
whatever.
You know, I get it. Sometimes hides, you know, maybe get dirt, you know, nasty or whatever. Just throw it away. Why would you burn this hair? Like, you're burning hair and it's stinky.
Yeah, but, like, I feel
feathers wouldn't smell. What do feathers do when you burn them?
I don't... Like, if it's a phoenix, then let's create a whole new bird. No, I don't know.
I wonder what feathers... I guess... Okay, so I thought this... I mean, it is silly, but at the same time, I don't know what feathers do when they burn.
I don't have my phone.
Do they smell?
Well, I have my computer. Hold on.
Or any other animal matter. Okay, well, that...
Well, that...
Yeah, thank you.
All right, let's see.
I mean, do they, I don't know. Like, hide I can see, because hide might have a smell.
Yeah, so, they do stink.
Oh, it stinks?
Apparently a lot.
Oh, really?
They smell like burning hair.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so that's probably why the hide, too, you know, because all the fur and.
Yeah.
But
it probably
feathers,
does just smell pretty
but
bad.
Who's burning? Why? What?
I've never. Like, are you hunting in the city limits? Like, I don't understand how
you pluck
this material.
You pluck a chicken or whatever. You're just gonna burn the like. Why? No, you don't
make a quill. Make a pillow. I don't know. I feel like there's so many better options
or
than
just
burning
throw away.
It. Or that. Oh, the simple option, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I would never think of doing that. Like, and I'm all for,
like, you recycling.
Know, yeah, recycling. I burn boxes, you know, things like that. I never would have thought, even if I had like a feather down blanket or something and it happened to bust open, not one part of me would say, oh, I could throw this away, but let me burn the feathers. Like, I'd never just throw the whole darn thing away. Like, I don't know.
No, it makes no sense.
I don't get it. I don't know.
I really enjoyed
coming to Chicago, but now I don't even know.
Yeah. Well, I may have broken a law, you know, just walking around with a lighter and a feather downtown.
You might have.
I wondered why I was getting weird looks.
Yeah. I mean, when you're sitting there, holding a lighter in one hand and a feather in the other,
Yeah, you know, I don't know. No, it feels like we've said, you know, we love Chicago. Like, we've been there a decent amount of times.
Yeah.
But it's just so weird.
I know. I don't know.
Okay.
I wish I did. I wish it was easier to find the origins of why the law started.
Yeah.
That'd be it. Because we've been able to find some. You know, some of them we've been able to find.
Like the moose dropping?
The moose dropping, yes.
Yeah, so glad you found that information.
Yes. But, yeah, some of these, I mean, why?
I've got nothing.
We'll never know. We'll probably never know. But that's okay.
No.
That's okay. I guess it's just for us to ponder and to think about the idiots that created these laws.
Or, either created them for no reason or made them have...
Well, created meaning...
Like, encouraged.
The encouraged, yes. Yeah. Encouraged the laws, yes. There we go.
Jeez.
Yeah, okay. Not the idiots that created it. They had to create them.
good picks on that.
Yep, so that's my laws. And I do have some interesting facts, and of course, I got it from thefactfile.org.
Oh my god.
I know, believe it or not.
I am so surprised.
So the Willis Tower, which is formerly known as the Sears Tower, I did not realize that they changed the name.
I didn't know either.
I'm not sure when they did. I thought it was the Sears Tower still.
I think we've still, said that.
Yeah, I don't know. It is the second largest tower in the U.S. From the sky deck, you can see 4 states.
What?
Yeah, I did not know that. And we've been to Chicago how many times?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we've ever been up there.
No, I never
have. Or at least I have not.
I haven't. Can you name the 4 states?
Oh, God, what is near Ohio?
Hang on. No.
Really? I'm trying to think of what's next to it. I'm so bad at geography.
I know.
Indiana?
Mm-hmm, that is one.
California.
So Illinois is one, obviously. And then Indiana.
I didn't know they were counting themselves.
They did, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Vain much, but okay.
You're so...
So yeah, Illinois, Indiana, and 2 more.
Minnesota?
Nope.
God. Tennessee? I'm trying to think of anything in the general vicinity. I know it's not that close.
Okay, let me just tell you.
Yes. I'm going to keep embarrassing myself. Okay, Michigan.
And Wisconsin.
Oh, that was going to be my 37th guess.
Which is why I stopped you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So apparently you can see all 3 states. I shouldn't even
including themselves.
Yeah, they should not count.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Indiana, Wisconsin, and Michigan.
Yes.
Okay.
So apparently,
That's kind of cool, actually. I don't think I would ever go up there. I guess I would... Depend on how safe I felt. I used to like heights. Not a big fan of heights anymore. I'd rather shark dive. That's much better.
I would do it just so I can see. I've been lately, like, motion. Not even motion sickness, but sometimes just motion will. So if it sways, which I would expect it to, I'm thinking, if it was that high up.
Yeah.
I'm sure it does some type of swaying.
Yeah.
Because there's a bridge. That I've been on, well, the suspension bridges, they sway. And they have to. They have to sway. Yeah. That's what, you know, gives them that give. So I've been on a suspension bridge stopped, and I could feel the swaying. And it's like,
really?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Yep. So, Not fun.
No. Mm-mm. I'd be, like, freaking out.
And it really stunk because there was grates underneath, so it's not even like a roadway. Grates.
No.
So that was...
That just, does not feel good.
I just kept thinking, okay, now if this happens, this is what I'm going to do. If this happens, this is what I'm going to do.
No. You're totally Final Destination.
Yeah, I am.
Ugh. I can't drive past behind logger trucks. I haven't even seen the movie, but I just know, do not drive behind logger trucks.
No, I can't. And behind them or next to them?
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to do that either.
Oh, yeah. I tried to zoom around them as soon as I can.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
If I ever got a ticket for doing that, I'd be like, did you see what was next to me?
Did you see those big old logs?
Have you not seen the movie?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, man. Okay, so, another. By population, Chicago is the third largest city in the U.S.
Really?
Yes.
Are we guessing the other cities?
I do not have that. We're just going to, I'm just going to drop it like that. And you guys figure out.
I think my guesses would be like Los Angeles and New York.
Yeah,
those would be my other top two.
That would be my guess, yeah.
Okay, but you can't copy mine.
Well, I just
only did. One of us can be right.
I just did.
Potentially.
Me.
Potentially. You thought them first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, third largest. The flow of the Chicago River, this was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The flow of the Chicago River was reverse to empty into the Mississippi instead of the Michigan.
Oh.
Lake Michigan. Yeah.
How?
Instead of Lake Michigan. Okay. The flow was reversed to prevent epidemics of waterborne diseases.
Mm.
It took 8 years and 8,500 workers to put the system in place.
Oh, my God.
In 1999, the system was named a Civil Engineering Monument of the Millennium by the American Society of Civil Engineers. So they're able to reverse it, which is so strange.
It's a natural...
Because you would think it would be natural gravity.
Yeah.
How just it is flowing, you know. I didn't think you could reverse things. Engineers, apparently. Civil engineers.
Well, that would... Yeah. If anybody could do it, it'd be them.
I didn't know.
Like, I can't even, like, picture how the heck you would do that. I mean, okay, guys, we're not engineers, obviously.
No, definitely not.
But, like, how... I mean... I have to look this up and, like, research it, because now I want to know how they did it. How do you reverse a river?
I don't know. We are going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
I wish I did, you know.
We're going to post, like, a picture of a tape measure, and that's us contributing to this project.
I mean, they reversed the flow. I can't even imagine. I can't, because I'm just trying to think of any type of stream. I mean, it's all flowing.
Like, okay, obviously I know the civil engineers did this, but, like, who looks at a river, though, and is like, yeah, I can reverse that. Like,
I know.
How do you think of that?
What a challenge.
Seriously.
It's someone who wanted to take on. Quite a challenge, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is. So we'll have to look into that more.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
So my last one is, here we go. Train tracks in Chicago, Illinois. So, you know, they have all the
train tracks in Illinois.
Well, they've got the, what do you call them? The system, the railroad, you know, the...
Oh, okay.
What do you call them? What are they called? Gosh dang it. You know what I'm talking about. We've ridden on them. Well, I have.
Trains?
But, you know, the ones that just go from one place to, you know, they kind of go in a loop. Oh, my goodness, what are they called? Anyways.
Trains? Like passenger cars.
Yes. But, you know, do they just go around the city? Or throughout
like
the city?
Like a trolley? Oh, the, like, trams.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Now I can picture exactly what you're talking about.
I know. So you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, it's an elevated little train that just loops around the city. Got it.
But they even go further out, like some of them.
Okay, well.
Like the L train.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Okay. So those train tracks in Chicago, Illinois. Are set on fire to prevent rails from contracting and failing due to stress.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. Temperatures in Chicago fell several degrees below zero, and thus the rail tracks were set on fire in a controlled way with the help of gas-fed heaters that run alongside the rails. Due to low temperature, the metal contracts and the rails pull apart at their connection, I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Maintenance crews light the heaters by hand and stay in the area to monitor the flames and the heating system. A few of the rail lines are damaged, but this method is considered safer than using the frozen tracks that can pull apart and cause accidents.
Oh my god.
I wonder how often they have to do that.
Well, with like how cold it gets.
Oh yeah. Yeah, with it being in the north, I mean, I guess they didn't say a temperature. Yeah. It just says due to low temperatures, but...
Oh, jeez.
Oh, several degrees below zero.
Okay, but still, like, with the wind.
With the wind chill,
that's often.
Yeah.
I feel like. I mean, like, I've been there in, like, February, and it was freezing. The wind was awful. But I don't think I've been in there in, like, the dead of winter. I guess I don't know what their dead of winter is, but...
Yeah, so I don't know how many times it does get below zero. Now, with the wind chill, yes, it definitely, I'm sure, does some, but maybe not a whole lot.
Okay.
You know.
Like, how terrifying do you think it must be? Like, you're trying to get to work or something, or you're just traveling, and it's like, oh, why are we slowing down? Oh, the tracks are on fire. Mm. What? Oh, no, it's better than us plummeting.
Like, yeah.
What? Can I walk?
And I want to say they showed a picture of a train, and I don't know if it was moving, obviously, it's a picture.
Oh.
but it did show the actual tracks, like there were certain areas that were on fire. So maybe they can still roll.
Oh, that would be kind of cool.
You know?
You just randomly, your feet get really warm for a second.
Yeah.
Ooh, toasty.
Because I don't know if those trains run on, I don't think they run on fuel.
I have no idea. I don't think so. I don't feel like I've ever seen... Sorry, guys. I have ever seen them stop for gas.
No.
I think it's connected to a cable up top, too, right?
I think it might be that. Maybe.
So it must be some sort of like electricity thing.
Yeah.
Be my guess.
If it's the cable's not up the top, then maybe it's in the tracks. Who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
So I thought that was very
interesting. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of famous people that were born in Illinois.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But I did pick three.
Okay.
So my first one is Bill Murray was born in Wilmette.
Okay. I would not have guessed that.
No, me neither. Robin Williams was born in Chicago.
Oh.
I know.
I love him.
But I didn't know he was from Illinois either.
I did not either.
And then Nick Offerman. He's a comedian from Parks and Rec.
Yes.
Of course, I didn't write down where he was from. But somewhere in Illinois, Nick Offerman is from.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That was like...
Yeah.
I would never have guessed any of them.
No.
Ever. Like, oh my god.
It's funny that I picked all comedians, though, didn't I?
You really did.
I mean, there's a lot on the list, but I was like, oh, Bill Murray, of course. Oh, Robin Williams. Oh, Nick Offerman. And I love Parks and Rec, so.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But yeah.
Angela, that was a really good pick.
Well, thank you.
I like that.
Thank you.
How do I follow up?
Well, you just try really hard.
Oh,
well,
this is why I should always go first, so that they get the disappointment first. And then segue into actual research.
Do you think they're going to forget mine? Or, no. Do you think they're going to remember mine?
I would.
No. No. They're going to be like, oh, part two. Let's see what Abby's got. That's what I'd be like.
No, anyway. I know. I'm just kidding.
That's what I'm like.
Yeah.
Every week I'm like, ooh, what does Abby have?
You know what I have. Ooh, oh, like when we're recording?
Like, no, like, no. What information you have.
Oh, okay.
I know what state you have. I don't know what's about to come out of your mouth, though.
I never even know. It's anybody's guess.
I know. It is.
Yeah.
50-50. Is it going to make sense or not?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, otherwise we get, like, the monkey bars.
Oh, yeah.
In the early ones.
Or the Band-Aids.
Yeah. Yeah. Or me tripping over a step.
I mean.
Or hitting my head.
Yeah.
Seriously, when we were at your friend's house helping her, like, paint and stuff, I ran into that lamp how many times?
Oh, goodness, the hanging lamp in the dining room?
Yes, and then she was showing us something outside, and I hit my head on a tree. How do I do this?
I don't know. It's just you're pulled towards...
Objects could give me a concussion?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess. It's weird.
I don't know.
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
But no, very good job.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Yeah. And thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it as always.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Thank you for joining us, sisters.
Who are
clearly nuts. I was a little early. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I had to speed it up a little bit, but it's okay.
Oh, okay. Well, we will see you guys next week. Yes. Love you. Be safe. Yep. All that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We're very motivational. But no.
Blah, blah, blah.
Feel free to email us at clearlynutspodcasts@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
And we have an Instagram.
And our Instagram that we totally remember exists every single day.
I know.
Is clearly_nuts. Yeah, and well, that's it.
I'm so used to the doing my head nod with the podcasts. Oh my goodness, yeah, sorry. You're like, Ange, there's nothing else left.
Ange, I could see you ready.
And I'm still like bobbing my head real slow, like.
Yeah, keep going. What'd you miss?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Sorry, clearly_nuts with an S at the end.
There we go.
You feel better?
There we go, yes. There was my other head bob.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Yes.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, Ange.
Yeah?
So, I know you like to watch when I stream.
Of course.
Yeah. So, I did you a favor.
Okay.
While you were at work today.
Mm-hmm.
I logged into your account.
Okay.
And set up a streaming schedule for you.
Okay.
I got you with the camera, the green screen, everything. You're going to start off with Until Dawn.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And then you're going to move on to Evil Within 2.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Since we haven't finished that one yet. Uh-huh. And then you can finish Outlast. Yeah. I literally put your description as horror streamer. Never get scared.
Never get scared.
You're welcome. All my followers are following you now.
Nope, not gonna do it.
You're gonna do great.